All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to jump in with a question or comment, vent, rant, whatever you want to do. I'm going to shift gears and go into some Orwellian doublespeak, the language of the left here. You know, the leftists tolerate differences in race and gender and ethnicity and socioeconomic status, but are extremely intolerant of differences of opinion. Have you noticed that, especially back during the campaign? George Orwell introduced the language of doublespeak in his dystopian novel 1984, published in 1949. Doublespeak is the language of opposite. Up is down is up. The word doublespeak derives from two Orwellian words, doublethink and newspeak. Doublethink is when a person accepts two mutually contradictory thoughts as correct without being aware or troubled by the glaring contradiction between them. Doublethink statements like war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, are made without discomfort. Newspeak is a method of controlling thought through language. It is the language of fake news. Doublespeak combines doublethink and newspeak in language that deliberately obscures, distorts, disguises, or reverses the meaning of words to manipulate public opinion in a mass social engineering effort. Orwellian doublespeak is the language of the hard left leaning a coup against Western democracies and their national sovereignty. Barack Obama spoke doublespeak when he promised hope and change. Obama deliberately obscured and disguised his hope for changing American democracy into socialism. Most Americans understood hope and change to mean a better life and the realization of the American dream, a hope to improve our democracy, not to destroy it. The left-wing liberal agenda seeks to destroy the socio-political infrastructure of American democracy and transform it into a dependent socialist state with cradle-to-grave control by the government. Their strategy of destruction is to target the traditional American institutions of family, religion, and education that promote independence, adulthood, individualism, and ego strength, the qualities that made America great and support American democracy and sovereignty. The 21st century leftist progressives speak doublespeak. Their progressive narrative is entirely regressive. The regressive infantile impulses and temper tantrums exhibited by left-wing liberals today cannot seriously be called progressive except by double-speaking leftists who believe that going backwards is going forwards. Regressive is the accurate word for the infantile behavior and impulses that inform the progressive left. Safe spaces, Play-Doh, and counseling for disappointment, segregated black-only lounges are all regressive demands of an increasingly regressed population. To understand why the progressives speak doublespeak, their goals, who benefits, and the purpose of relabeling up is down and down is up is necessary to translate doublespeak into colloquial English. In an effort to translate the language of doublespeak, a glossary with explanations is helpful. The glossary will decode the disingenuous doublespeak of the radical left-wing liberals, broadcast incessantly by the colluding mainstream media, taught in the infiltrated education curricula, and dramatized by the Hollywood glitterati and television programming in the entertainment industry. There is no informed consent in a society of lies and propaganda. If American democracy is to be preserved, it is essential that an informed citizenry understand how they are being indoctrinated toward socialism by a deliberate program of propaganda and doublespeak. So, let's go into the glossary of this, folks, when they talk about diversity. And I think Lark will agree with me that this runs line by line and probably is right in the middle of communitarianism. Number one, diversity that equals the differences in appearance. Diversity is a word that refers to variety. It has an inclusive connotation and in a social context means the inclusion of multiple races and ethnicities, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, etc. For leftists, what the word does not include is any variation in thought. Leftist diversity only extends as far as appearances. It does not tolerate any variety of opinions. Leftism is tyrannical in its demands for conformity to its politically correct left-wing narrative of moral relativism and historical revisionism. It does not include any conservative opinions or ideas. So, in doublespeak, diversity means differences in appearances. Education, in doublespeak, equals indoctrination. Education is the process of receiving or giving systematic instruction, especially at a school or university. In a democratic or in a democracy, public education is inclusive, both in its treatment of students and in that enfranchisement for the government or public education is as broad as for government generally. It is often organized and operated to be a deliberate model of the civil community in which it functions. Education in America has been commandeered by left-wing liberals and is now a vehicle for indoctrinating American youth from K-12 and throughout college. Conservative voices are no longer welcome in education. What was once a traditional American education of core subjects and pride in American democratic ideals has been transformed into an echo chamber of leftist propaganda promoting globalism, socialism, American self-loathing, political correctness, moral relativism, and historical revisionism. So in doublespeak, education means leftist indoctrination. And all you have to do is take a look around at some of these colleges throughout the country, up in Washington, in Connecticut, and see what's happening on these college campuses, and you can see it happen before your eyes in spades. Freedom of speech actually equals approved speech. Freedom of speech is the foundation for democracy. Without freedom of speech, there is no other freedom, which is why tyrants always eliminate freedom of speech first. Leftists in America are determined to eliminate freedom of speech by enforcing their own code of political correctness, which labels any opposing speech as hate speech. Speakers with conservative points of view are disinvited or intimidated through organized boycotts and violent protests. Take Milo, for example, when he tried to speak at Berklee College. It is un-American to disallow the expression of opposing views, but leftists are tyrannical in their demand for conformity to their approved rhetoric. So in doublespeak, freedom of speech means freedom of approved speech. Globalism equals one world government. We all know that. Globalism is defined as the operation or planning of economic and foreign policy on a global basis. Globalism commonly refers to international trade among nations, and leftists speak or they seek to internationalize the world and are not using the word globalism to mean global trade. When leftists say globalism, they mean one world government. Their intention is to eliminate national boundaries, national sovereignty, and impose one world government. The irony is that leftists do not realize they are participating in their own destruction because the globalist elite who will rule the new world order consider the leftists to be useful idiots. In doublespeak, globalism means one world government. Global warming, climate change, what does it really equal? It equals redistribution of wealth. This fight has been going on for how long now, folks? It's been going on for years. Al Gore is coming out with yet another movie to keep trying to shove the Kool-Aid down people's throats. In 1992, UN scientists on the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, stated, and I quote, "It is extremely likely that human influence has been the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century," unquote. Greenpeace founder Patrick Moore testified before the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee on June 24, 2014, that extremely likely is not a scientific term, but rather a judgment, as in a court of law. The IPCC defines extremely likely as a 95 to 100% probability. But upon further examination, it is clear that these numbers are not the result of any mathematical calculation or statistical analysis. They have been invented as a construct within the IPCC report to express expert judgment as determined by the IPCC contributors. Climate change is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on industrialized countries to transfer their wealth to non-industrialized countries. The United Nations is committed to globalization and one world government and is supported worldwide by leftists with the same objective. So in doublespeak, global warming slash climate change means the redistribution of wealth. Why do you think Donald Trump pulled out of it at the Paris Accords? To renegotiate it, okay? Look at that. How many people got their panties in a bunch over that one, folks? Number six, income equality equals the redistribution of wealth. Income equality in a democracy is achieved through equal opportunity. There is no guarantee of equal outcome. When leftists speak of income equality, they mean compulsory income redistribution that guarantees equal outcome. So in doublespeak, income equality means redistribution of wealth. Number seven, progressive equals regressive. The word progressive, which we've heard used tossed about even in the campaign by Hillary Clinton, she was asked, are you a progressive? Yes, I'm a progressive. What she really means is she's a regressive, because the word progressive has a positive connotation and is commonly understood to mean something that happens or develops gradually or in stages, proceeding step by step. Synonyms for progressive include continuing, continuous, increasing, growing, developing, ongoing, accelerating, escalating, gradual, step by step, or cumulative. In doublespeak, progressive is synonymous with regressive, the opposite of actual progress. Number eight, resistance. Resistance equals anarchy. Resistance is the refusal to accept or comply with something. In a democracy, there are laws and elections designed for citizens to legally and peacefully express their discontent at the voting booth. When leftists speak of resistance, they are fomenting the overthrow of the government. In doublespeak, resistance means anarchy. Number nine, social justice equals reverse discrimination. Social justice in a democracy is achieved through laws and constitutional protections that guarantee equal rights, equal opportunity, and equal protection under the law. When leftists speak of social justice, they mean reverse discrimination, where a two-tier system of justice is acceptable, where sanctuary cities, and how many of those do we have, folks? And how many of the mayors in those cities are standing up in absolute, what's the word I want to use here, rigidity in going against what Donald Trump wants to get done. So the two-tier system of justice is acceptable, where sanctuary cities that protect illegal alien felons are endorsed, and where anarchy and violence are fomented to effect social change. In doublespeak, social justice means reverse discrimination. Tolerance, well, what does that equal? It equals intolerance. The word tolerance is an inclusive connotation and is commonly understood to mean the ability or willingness to tolerate something. In particular, the existence of opinions or behavior that one does not necessarily agree with. Synonyms for tolerance include acceptance, open-mindedness, forbearance. In doublespeak, tolerance is synonymous with intolerance, the opposite of tolerance. It is exclusively awarded to those who look differently and withheld from those who think differently. Leftists tolerate differences in race, gender, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status, but they are extremely intolerant of differences of opinion. And how many of you out there have run across that, especially during this last campaign? I don't know about you, but some of the clips that I watched, and I didn't get out too much during that time, that I watched of these intolerant leftists that were causing dissension, that were literally trying to cause riots, throwing garbage cans and so forth. And they had no argument, folks. Try to come and have a rational discussion with one of them. Most of them didn't even know why they were there. And then when we did a little digging, we find that they were actually being paid by subgroups of George Soros and others, Black Lives Matter. I don't know about you, but I get these emails consistently from these different groups talking about, oh gosh, what is this? Wow, okay. Got a telephone call with a gentleman that says he has a Rife machine. Let's go to that. Is that Gary in California? Gary, you're on with Michael.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. You have a Rife machine?
I have a contemporary Rife machine, yeah. I've been a student of Rife for over 25 years.
Uh-huh.
And I've followed all the pseudo-technology and all the mistakes and all the phony stuff. So there is a replica of the Rife technology with contemporary equipment manufactured in British Columbia by a company called Resonant, R-E-S-O-N-A-N-T, Light Company. And
Resonant.
I've had mine for 12 years.
Okay, what do you use it for, Gary?
Well, I use it primarily because I have arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And periodically, if I don't have the discipline not to eat dairy products, my arthritis really flares up. And usually in a day with the Rife machine, everything will be back to normal.
What specific...
There are two chiropractors in Santa Clara County during this last 12-year period that got a Rife machine from the same people I did in British Columbia, and they both went to jail. So you got to be very
really?
Careful. You got to keep a low profile if you have one. And so I help people when I can when it appears to be safe, where nobody will turn me into the government agencies.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to ask you, what specifically, how do you apply it? What does it do? I mean, is it like...
It's similar in nature to the original Rife machine with his plasma tube transmitter of frequencies. What I did was I volunteered my time to a group called Cancer Victors in Santa Clara, and people had a number of things. The majority of what is advertised as a Rife machine on YouTube and Google, etc., are not Rife machines. They are replicas of Hulda Clark's frequency generator, and they work sometimes miracles. The problem that they have is the mini current produced by their frequency generators runs into resistance in the body, so the current never gets to where it's needed. So I would say that 90 to 95% of all the Rife machines that are advertised are not really Rife machines. To have a real Rife machine, you have to have a plasma tube transmitter of the frequencies. Now, there's a man in Albuquerque, New Mexico named James Bear. I think he's the chiropractor. He did the majority of the heavy lifting after the death of Royal Rife to try to duplicate it, and he was able to, with incredible number of hours, take a Cobra CB to be the frequency generator and put together.
Let me stop.
I don't know where he got those.
Gary, I've got
a microscope.
If you go to
YouTube to Bear, B-A-R, Rife.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. I'm on with Gary in California, who has a Rife machine. And Gary, you didn't hear me when I was telling you we're going to break, but I think you were on the subject of a website that you could go to, right?
The website is Rife, R-I-F-E, Bear, B-E-A-R, machine.
Okay.
And on YouTube, it will have two videos, one with critters, pathogens in it, maybe 10, being destroyed by the Rife machine that I'm talking about. And Jim Baer, I think, is a chiropractor in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I think if you were to contact him, he would be on your program and add to the story of Raymond Rife.
I'll try to look him up.
Video with just bacteria, and he shows thousands of bacteria in the slide, and he used, I'm guessing it's correct, but he used a frequency of 900, and he turned his Rife machine to 900, and instantly all the bacteria were killed in the slide. So it's a marvelous thing.
In your estimation, through the use of it, and you said that you've also helped a few people under the table and so forth, does this machine work like it was advertised back in the 30s when
pretty much. What it is, the way it's constructed now, they have 39 pre-programmed banks defined by chlamydia, candida, all these various ailments that people have. And each one of these banks has approximately 300 different frequencies in it, and the machine has the ability to pulse the frequencies and to run them through the argon tube, which the transmission comes out through this argon tube. It's a little different than Rife's. Rife used a huge round tube. This is maybe 15 inches long and an inch and a half in diameter.
So,
but it's an absolute miracle worker. Just in my limited experience, I've seen tremendous miracles happen.
So these two these two chiropractors went to prison for using this? Gary?
Yes.
I say these two chiropractors you were speaking of went to prison for using this on people?
Yes, that is correct. For they were charging, they were helping people, and somebody complained, and the federal government went in and prosecuted them and put two of them in prison. So because of that, those of us that have the one from British Columbia are kind of underground. We keep it kind of secret, and we're very careful who we use it with, because you get somebody that rats you out, the feds will be on your door in a New York minute.
Wow, that sounds like Jim Bear may not want to come on the program. I don't know.
Well, he's been around. He's had really good luck. He's you can go by, you know, his YouTubes and hear him explain that he had frequency 525 and it took 9 minutes to kill the pathogen, and et cetera. The reason that the machine in British Columbia has so many frequencies, a single frequency may not always work. And what they do is they have, say, if 900 is a frequency that's been successful on a certain pathogen, they will have five above it. They will have 995 to 2000 to 205, so that they have it. These little pathogens get tough, and you have to have a broad band of frequencies to be sure to kill it.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, listen, thank you so much for the call.
I paid $5,000 for it 12 years ago. And at that rate, it's the amortized cost is $40 a year. I've never had a bit of trouble with it. It works like a charm. I use it as a preventative, more than anything else. And you may want to call Resonant Light in British Columbia and talk to them. They have to market the equipment as pain management for animals.
Okay.
Otherwise, they get in trouble with the government in Columbia.
I gotta go to break. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate the input. Okay, good luck with that machine. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. More to come. Stick around, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedicals Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calmine contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome
Herzog, your host. A little bit of technical difficulties on this end. The whole everything just went black for a couple minutes there, and I wasn't sure what was going on. I thought maybe Skype had crashed or something. But isn't that amazing, though? Here's a guy that's had this Rife machine for 20-some-odd years and has used it. It works for him, and yet, you know, two chiropractors that are using it, I guess up there in California, were arrested, convicted, and went to prison over it. I mean, that's how badly they don't want this out, because it must work. So, yes, when I get off the air, I am going to see if I can look up this chiropractor in New Mexico, this Jim Baer, Rife Baer machine, B-A-E-R, okay? And I didn't get from him. I guess it's .com, but I will take a look at that. That's phenomenal. It cost him $5,000, and he uses it for preventative maintenance. I'm just wondering if it's a close proximity to the same machine that Rife was using to kill those cancer cells. Anyway, all right, I got to shift gears. It's hard for me to get off that because the whole story about that, folks, was so fascinating about what they did to Rife and the comparables to Nikola Tesla and so forth. And also even transcends farther than that. There was a guy here, I believe in Arizona, that had come out with a car that ran on water. You know, it was the H, the hydrogen, instead of the 2O. And he had figured out a way to make it run on water, and ultimately this guy disappeared. I actually took a trip up to Prescott where he originally lived, and there was nothing to be found. He just vanished. So, well, enough of that topic. Anyway, I wanted to cover this the other day, and I didn't hear anybody else talking about it. I could have missed a show, but it's out of Zero Hedge. Janet Yellen goes on the record that the Fed is pulling the plug this year. Now, what exactly does that mean? It says that the Fed keeps ringing bells to signal the top, but the markets aren't listening. Janet Yellen is set to present the Fed's monetary report to Congress this week. Her remarks have already been posted online, and the results aren't pretty. Valuation pressures across a range of assets and several indicators of investor risk appetite have increased further since mid-February. The committee currently expects to begin implementing the balance sheet normalization program this year, provided that the economy evolves broadly as anticipated. The source, the Federal Reserve. Now, firstly, Yellen is clearly warning that the Fed sees bubbles in the system. And for the Fed chair to specifically cite valuation pressures in the markets is simply incredible, particularly when you consider that the Fed has been actively propping up stocks for the better part of 8 years, you know, with their quantitative easing 1, 2, 3, and I think 4. And secondly, Yellen reiterates the Fed's intention to begin normalizing its balance sheet this year. This is an absolute game changer for the markets, as it marks the first time in a decade that the Fed will be actively withdrawing liquidity from the system. And what does all that mean? It means the Fed is getting ready to pull the plug on the markets. And what does that mean for stocks? Well, we're going to have the third and worst crisis in the last 20 years. And I'm looking at a graph right here. You can look at it online at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. But it looks like, according to this graph, that when this happens, not if, but when, because I've already said that it is, it looks like it's going to go from 21,000 or something like that, all the way down to 800 or 900. That would be absolute catastrophe financially, folks. A crash is coming, and smart investors will use it to make literal fortunes. We offer a free investment report outlining when the market will collapse, as well as what investments will pay out massive returns to investors when this happens. It's called Stock Market Crash Survival Guide. Let's see. As I write this, out of the 1,000, there's only 29 left. Pick up one of the last remaining copies, Graham Summers, Chief Market Strategist of the Phoenix Capital Research. Okay. Now, all right. So this is out of Zero Hedge. Part of this is a report, and part of it is an advertisement. Interesting. I guess you could go online at republicbroadcasting.org, pull up the article down at the bottom where it says click here. Go ahead and click there and see if there's any copies left. Interesting. Okay, well, that being said, now there was a report that John put out today that I'm going to touch base on again, and that's this Bella Dodd, the New World Order is communism. 1954 Belladonna, a high-ranking defector from the U.S. Communist Party, warned that the Masonic Jewish bankers are behind communism and this satanic cult controls the USA. And just as I said that, I have a phone call. Let's see who that might be. Let us go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg, you're on with Michael. How are you?
Good evening, Michael. I love your show. You just bounce off so many extremely important things, and I think your show is great, and you're great. And anyway, I do have a Rife machine, and I've had it for probably 20 years, a gorgeous thing, one of the models that you mentioned in the article that you were reading. And I could just add a few things for your listeners. I'm no expert in it, but it's based on frequencies. Think of the old Memorex commercial where a woman shatters a wine glass with her
Ella, voice. Ella Fitzgerald.
Right. Yeah, you remember the commercial that her voice, and voices, certain frequencies in voice, will shatter things. And that's what the whole thing is based on. Rife was using what he called ray tubes that just broadcast a frequency. He put people in a room, and what he would do with his microscope is, from what I understand, his microscope was not an electronic microscope, but it was made of many, many crystals. Rife was actually, his forte was optometry, and it was an incidental that he developed a way to look at viruses. Now, how he did that was he was an optometrist, and he used crystals to make people see better, so he was able to make a microscope, allegedly, of thousands of crystals where the different reflections would continue to strengthen in magnification, where he was able to keep live viruses alive without any electronics. And what he did, that gave him the time, as they were alive, extra long, and he could view them. When very few people could view them, he was able to dial frequencies in, frequencies of the sound spectrum, which is really a type of electricity, because everything is kind of electricity. Our entire bodies are based on electrochemical reactions. And he was able to tune in on certain viruses even during their different life stages, from their very early life stage, and they would mutate as they got older. And he was able to find frequencies that at all stages of a bacteria's life or whatever he was focusing in on, he could find the frequency to explode it. Now, when you use one of these devices, the modern-day ones look like credit card machines that you swipe your credit card every day in every store. They're about that size, and I have one. It was one of the models that you mentioned. It does indeed work. And what they do is it comes with a manual, and you just look up your ailment, and the machine automatically broadcasts the proper frequency, and the machine is even programmable for different lengths of time and minutes.
Let me interject something here, Greg. You have a manual. Okay, now let me ask you a couple questions here. All right, I don't know what are you treating yourself for?
Absolutely nothing, Michael. Ironically, I'm probably the healthiest person in the country at age 58. And in flawless health, I'm 130 pounds and 5'8".
Okay,
and work
so
every day.
Okay, so why did you buy it, and how much did it cost you?
Because I foresaw a day in America when you would need one and need to be your own doctor. And I thought, well, gee, what a brilliant science, what a brilliant simple thing. And the device just broadcasts different frequencies. You hold two wands, basically. The wands are plugged into the machine, and they broadcast frequency through your body, and you can feel it. You don't hear it, but you feel it. The machine also is programmable to pulse, because some bacteria needs to be pulsed, to be let loose and then pummeled again, and let loose and pummeled again, basically. So it's a very gorgeous device. It's one of the devices that you mentioned. Oh, I cannot remember. Electro pulse, I believe. Electromatic. Electro something.
Okay, but go ahead. I was going to interject something else here. This manual that you have, does it have a list of different diseases, you know, like fibromyalgia?
Everything you can think of, from halitosis to different cancers to tumors. And I recently used mine for toothaches. I wound up losing a molar but it brought the pain to nothing and killed whatever was going on in it so that I could wait to go to the dentist because I couldn't actually afford it at the time. And I had two upper molars, like a mouth infection. I did treat myself for that. Worked like a charm. And what you do is you just wet little pieces of terry cloth or something, and you there is truth to the ring finger of the human being where if you pulse certain frequencies, you can literally shake plaque loose in the heart and cause a heart attack. So with any heart treatments in the manual, you're supposed to tape up your ring finger. There's a reason people wear a ring on their ring finger. And it does directly correlate with the heart somehow, and that would probably be based more on what chiropractors and what's that therapy they use pins on you and
acupuncture. But acupuncture. You know, the other caller that called in said there was two chiropractors in California went to prison over this. Is this particular machine illegal in the United States?
It was not built here, from what I understand. When I got mine, it was very mysterious. It's a gorgeous thing. It came with warranty and everything. It was not being built in the United States. They were obviously probably, I don't know what the circumstances were and how and why the machines. I was just able to purchase one. And at the time, I guess it was 1999, it was probably around $1,300 or $1,500.
Okay.
And it really works well. I've treated for some other things, and I can tell you this much. Oh, and what it's based on, well, basically, there are certain things that all human bodies have, and there's 10 frequencies they tell you, 0 to 10, run them automatically. That'll get rid of any gut worms and that type of thing, because most humans do have parasites, and it will get rid of all parasites and that kind of thing. And believe me, just running the first 10 frequencies, the first time you urinate, you can hardly stand to be in the bathroom.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but here's this guy weighs 130 pounds. He's 5'8", and he has absolutely nothing wrong with him, so you don't use it, right? Or you just...
I do not use it. However, it is advertised for animals. And I obtained some of these machines way back when for a couple of veterinarians in my area who really understood. This was when I was living back east. So, and we had quite a large network and would have meetings, and people were using it to cure all kinds of things. So
did
I can
you
tell
happen-
you.
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you happen to buy this from this Resident Light company up in Canada?
I bought it from, you could say, a distributor, but it was a very quiet thing.
Okay.
And that's all I'll say on that. This person did deal with them and demonstrate them and use them and demonstrate them and hold little demonstrations. This was in 1997, '98, and '99.
Okay, so Greg, from your perspective, being an owner of one of these for 20 years and the fact that you're healthy, but you've used it and you know what it does, and you know, I'm assuming that you're going to give it a total thumbs up. So, Royal Raymond Rife was right. I mean, literally, these doctors that were using back from 34 to 39 before he got sued, they were using this technology, and they were literally curing people of a number of different illnesses. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. There were the La Jolla newspapers. You can read all about Rife. There were books put out about Rife. I have several of them that came with it. Oh, and incidentally, oh, no, I'm not going to go there. Never mind. But yes.
Greg, I got you now. Go ahead.
No, Michael, I'm not going to say I give it 100% thumbs up because I've never seen it. How can you tell that people are sick less that we're doctors and we diagnose them? And then, you know, if all you can do is go on what people have experienced. And the whole thing here is it is such a simple, basic principle of just electronics, frequencies, and it's just so simple. It's based, think of the woman shattering the glass. So anyway, they tell you if you're going to go for cancer, if you're going to go for removing plaque and that kind of thing, you have to come into it gently. You don't want to run long periods of time on the machine holding onto these probes. And also you can put the probes in buckets of water and treat your lower body, upper body. And the idea is if you have a tumor, you generalize over it and you let the frequency pass through it. And what I did with my toothaches were put put the wands without touching them, because you don't want to derail the frequency from going through your face and through your jawbone, through your teeth, like I was attempting to do. So you wear gloves. You wear any kind of gloves, mittens, it doesn't matter, and then you hold the probes up to your face. But you do want to separate the probes from your skin, because they are stainless steel. And the frequency passing through your skin can burn you, literally leave like passion marks, like women when they suck on men's necks and vice versa. You know, you get, it'll leave a mark that's a raspberry mark.
It'll give you a hickey. I see. Okay.
It'll give you a hickey. Right. Okay. And so you want to separate with little pieces of damp terry cloth, and then I would push it against my cheeks, and I could feel the frequency going right through my teeth. And keep it in mind, teeth have thousands of miles of passageways through them, and that's...
A toothache, Gary, Greg. A toothache is a nerve ending that is like, you know, a cavity's got in there and it's gotten down to the nerve. Okay, so what are you doing by doing this? I mean, that's not a microbe. That's not a germ. That's not, you know, that's just a nerve. So
okay,
you know,
two things. The passages in the teeth. It's pretty well understood that bacteria harbors in the teeth. The mouth is probably the dirtiest place of the body. And the frequency will get to places that drugs cannot get, and because of molecule size and that type. You know, I'm no scientist, but the frequency will get there. So you kill the bacteria that's bothering your teeth or causing your toothache, and it starts to heal. And it has rejuvenation frequencies. Think you're fatigued, you can actually stand in buckets of water with these probes in the water and treat for... there are certain frequencies that rejuvenate the body. And it's got a range of things that comes with a manual, and you just look up what you have and what you want to do, and away you go.
Do you know a guy named Joe?
I know lots of Joes.
Well, I just got a message here from my board operator. It says, Joe asked you to ask this of Greg. If the Rife machine is great, why can't he quit smoking? Do you smoke? Do you smoke?
Indeed, Greg? I do. That was pretty good.
Okay, so, I don't know. The Rife machine probably wasn't set up to cure people of nicotine addiction. I don't know.
Well, I haven't seen that in the manual, but quite honestly, Joe, I like to smoke.
I have never
tried to quit. I like it.
Okay, well, this guy must know you, I guess. I don't know.
It's possible. Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Good, because I don't.
I know who you're talking about, possibly.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of a dig on you, right, Greg?
Yeah, Joe, I like smoking. Okay, I'll call you when I need a doctor.
Okay. No, I vape. I don't smoke, you know, but, you know, to each his own. Go ahead.
The machine, in my opinion, works for what I have used it on, and it's a very simple principle. And as far as cancer is concerned, they tell you if you're going to go for cancer and treat with frequencies, you're going to kill a lot of the, whatever it is, cancer virus, cancer bacteria, who knows what it is, you're going to kill it off the cells. And the problem is that they start to rot. Cells also defecate to a degree, so you'll feel bad. So they tell you to drink a lot of water. If you're going to work with this machine, you need to drink a lot of water. And,
well, let me ask you this question. All right, let's just say for the sake of discussion that somebody came to you that had, you know, been diagnosed with cancer and it was terminal. They had 3 or 4 months to live or whatever. You know, which is an example of what Royal Raymond Rife did with these 16 people were diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he healed all 16 of them. 14 he healed, and then 2 of them, I believe, went out and then came back, and it took them longer or whatever, but he cured them as well.
It was La Jolla, California, and as a matter of fact, everybody that had an ailment around the block that his frequencies were being used were also cured, but they didn't include that in the test, but the whole block of people, their ailments.
Well, the criminality of this is that this Morris Fishbein wanted to buy this. He wanted to buy his whole operation, and since he wouldn't sell it to him, Fishbein being, you know, an upper echelon of the AMA, basically drug him through the mud and ruined the guy, burned his laboratory down. They started stealing microscopes and all this good stuff, you know. And here we are, you know, 70, 80 years later, and we're going through this expensive chemotherapy, radiation, and all this stuff, when really it's very possible. I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying it's very possible. All we need is one of these little machines, and we'd put them out of business. Am I right or wrong? Would you agree with that?
Bingo. But the problem is, and Fishbein's middle name was probably Rockefeller backed. But yeah. You know that 1/6 of our economy is the medical industry. I can tell you the two major little tiny cities near me. If the hospital folded, the whole city will fold. So think of the country, you know, run that out. So this cannot get out. And, yeah, they'll do a wet job on you. And as far as I have lent the machine to people, I just hand them the manual, tell them do not eat or drink over my machine or the manual, or I will have to put you out of your misery without the machine. And they get the message, I want my machine back perfect, and it always has come back perfect. And I just tell them, this is the thing. If you want to try it, try it.
Well, have you gotten any rave reviews from the usage of it when you lend it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes and no. And it really depends. I mean, I'm not going to be there when a woman's treating women's problems. Just, as a matter of fact, I have been there when a woman was treating women's problems and gave
and didn't
want
to be there.
Well, actually...
Okay.
I'm not going to go there. How's that?
Okay.
But anyway, and I've seen some good results and some nothings, and it's harmless. It's frequency, because as irritating and grating as my voice is, it's not going to terribly hurt you other than you hate me. But, you know, now the car horns, engines, you know, whatever, you're getting bombarded with frequencies constantly. So these are precise frequencies focused in on precise types of bacteria until they explode.
Greg, if I ever get cancer, I'm going to give you a call. I'm going to say, let me borrow it. I promise I won't get it wet. Okay, I promise I won't spill anything on your manual, you know. But I would rather go that route before I went into the whole chemotherapy radiation thing and let them start carving on me, you know.
Well, indeed, and that's why I have it.
All right, I'll tell you what. Thanks for the phone call. We're running out of time. Right. It's the end of the show, but I loved the call. Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate the information, man. Folks, end of another day. Eric will be on tomorrow night. I'm traveling, so I will be back on, well, at further notice at some point, week, 10 days, 2 weeks. I'm not sure, but Eric's going to fill in for me. Have a good night. Stay out of trouble, and I'll see you when I get back. Good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.